Four former Guantanamo prisoners have protested in front of the U.S. Embassy in the Uruguayan capital to demand compensation from Washington. The former inmates spent a second night outside the embassy in Montevideo to protest what they called injustice. The men are among the group of six detainees who were released from the U.S. military prison late last year after more than 12 years of detention without charge. They were then transferred to Uruguay after the U.S. ruled that they could not be sent to their home countries for security reasons. Now they're complaining about their living conditions in a house where they were settled during the past 4 months and are demanding compensation for having been mistreated despite being innocent.
We are protesting here because we arrived 5 months ago in Uruguay after having been mistreated for 13 years in the Guantanamo Bay. It was not our choice, and until now our situation has not changed. We have come here to protest in front of the U.S. Embassy so that they compensate us with the bare minimum, like a house or a minimum wage, to be able to live like others.
Let's bring in Ken O'Keefe, former U.S. Marine, to tell us what he thinks about this. Ken O'Keefe, that guy over there was pretty calm after 13 years being held in detention and protesting, using his freedom of expression there. But I would think that I would be in his place, would do a lot worse things. However, how can they get any kind of compensation or have their rights observed after it was abused, 13 years being in prison? It speaks for itself.
Yeah, there's really not much hope that they're going to receive any kind of decency or justice, that's for sure. Of course, nothing can erase their lost years. I mean, 13 years without charge is a massive form of torture. I mean, I think most people only need a little bit of imagination to understand just how horrendous it would be, to, especially if you're innocent. And in truth, actually, every one of them is innocent as far as I'm concerned, unless any one of them could specifically be accused of carrying out a crime outside of Afghanistan, then they're innocent, because anything and everything that can be done to resist an invasion and occupation is justifiable. And I know damn well, as any honest American or British citizen would acknowledge, if it were reversed and somebody was invading our countries from halfway around the world, we would use every weapon and every means to defend ourselves and kill every last invader we could. So they never should have been there in the first place. The whole pretext of invading Afghanistan was a lie, because Osama bin Laden was never even charged with a crime related to 9/11. The FBI acknowledged there was no credible evidence. So how could any of these other people be involved as well? I mean, what did they do? Not even Osama bin Laden was charged, much less these goat herders and other people that they arrested. So I don't see how they're going to get any kind of justice. I certainly encourage them to stand up for their rights and do everything they can, but I can't imagine the United States acting with an ounce of decency. They never do so.
There's still dozens left inside that prison who are held without charge, and they're not given a right to a free trial. You would think with the promise of closing the prison, which Obama didn't abide by as one of his campaign promises, at least they would be given decent trial. Why do you think the U.S. is preventing that to happen?
Well, I think the main reason why is that the United States, its role in the world is that of an enforcer, and they basically enforce the policies around the world of the powers that be. And I would say the powers that be are those that control the financial supply. So the United States is going to carry on that role for the foreseeable future. It enjoys the favor of the most powerful individuals on the planet. There's no punishment for the United States in terms of breaking international law. It's broken just about every international law that exists, and there's been no consequence. So as long as we live in a world of impunity, where Israel, America, Britain as well, and other countries are allowed to break international law without any consequence whatsoever, all we're doing is encouraging an acceleration and continuation of that process. And really, in the nuclear age, we can't do this forever. So unless we as people demand that international law be adhered to, for instance, Saudi Arabia should be charged right now with invading and bombing a country in Yemen. This is an international act of aggression. It's the supreme crime if we go back to the Nuremberg principles. Still, at this point, we as human beings have not compelled that the nations of the world be actually held to account for violations of international law. And as long as we operate under the law of the jungle, as we have been, these types of things are going to continue.
Former U.S. Marine Ken O'Keefe, thank you.